In this verse, Lord Krishna, with great pleasure, describes how his devotees take pleasure in glorifying him. Krishna is the reservoir of pleasure. And the devotees take pleasure in glorifying him. And Krishna is very pleased when his devotees glorify him. And when the devotee, when Krishna becomes pleased, then the devotees become pleased. And when the devotees are pleased, Krishna is pleased. And in this way, Krishna consciousness is simply full of transcendental bliss. Krishna is full happiness and the devotees are full of the happiness of Krishna consciousness. So in this way, devotees are glorious. Devotees are kshiti pavanaha. They purify the earth. Because devotees are always thinking of Krishna, chanting the names of Krishna, discussing about Krishna. Everything they do is for the pleasure of Krishna. In this way, devotees are fully purified. And they're so purified that simply by their presence, the earth becomes purified. So I'm very happy to come here again. How many times have I been here now? Maybe 5-6 times, something like that. And every time I'm seeing devotees are very happy chanting Hare Krishna. So I'm happy to have your association. I'm purified by your association. Devotees are the most exalted persons. When we hear how devotees purify the world, and we may think that refers only to the great acharyas. But anyone who chants Hare Krishna is glorious. We see maybe children could keep us the children to
keep.
All over Chennai city we see posters with pictures of different politicians. And cinema stars and posters advertising Pothi silks. So we may think that the people in the posters, they are very big, great people. And in ordinary understanding, the cinema stars, politicians, sports stars and fashion models, they are important people. But actually the most important people in Chennai are all of you because you are chanting Hare Krishna. Important means Krishna, he likes to hear his name chanted. So that is more important than any amount of political adjustment.
அத்தகைய நாம உச்சாரணமானது எவ்வளவுதான் நம்ம அரசியல்ல பண்ணாலும் அது எல்லாத்தையும் விட மிகவும் முக்கியமானது.
And although devotees may seem ordinary in many ways,
பக்தர்கள் பல விதங்கள்ல வெளியில இருந்து பார்க்கும்போது சாதாரணவர்களாக தோன்றலாம்.
Ordinary people,
சாதாரண மக்கள் தான்.
Doing some job or student or housewife or whatever.
ஏதோ ஒரு வேலை செஞ்சிருக்கலாம், இல்ல படிச்சிருக்கலாம், இல்ல இல்லக்காரசியா இருக்கலாம்.
But who is chanting Hare Krishna is more exalted than the
demigods.
The politician and the fashion model and the sports star, in their next life, we can't say what they will be. But the devotee will certainly attain sadgati. The devotee goes to Krishna, or if not fully pure, at least in the next life attains the opportunity to again worship Krishna.
அப்படியே பக்தன் முழுக்க தூய்மை அடையாத பட்சத்திலும் அடுத்த பிறவியில மறுபடியும் கிருஷ்ணரை வழிபடுறதுக்கு ஒரு வாய்ப்பு பெறுறான்.
So Krishna consciousness is always auspicious.
அதனால கிருஷ்ண உணர்வானது எப்பவுமே மங்களகரமானது.
Neha vikrama nasho sti pratyavayo na vidyate swabhavyasya dharmasya trayate mahato bhayat.
இந்த கிருஷ்ண பக்தி உணர்வுல யார் கொஞ்சம் ஒருத்தர் முன்னேறி இருந்தாலும் அதனால எந்த ஒரு இழப்பும் கிடையாது.
Whereas, however big a position one may have in the material world, one is full of mahabhaya. Actually, the bigger position you have in the material world, the more generally the more sinful activities people commit. So they may have a very big position in this life, but they're going to have a very wretched position in future life. This is how the samsara chakra works. Due to some pious activity, someone gets some big position. But because they're not enlightened in transcendental knowledge, they misuse that position. Someone who's in a big position with lots of money, they have more opportunity for committing sinful activities. Eating meat and taking intoxication and illicit sex and gambling. And especially politics is full of lying and cheating and exploitation.
குறிப்பா பாத்தீங்க அப்படின்னா அரசியலானது முழுக்க முழுக்க ஏமாற்றுதலையும் மத்தவங்களை ஏக்கிறதுலயும் இந்த மாதிரி நிரம்பி இருக்கு.
And the cinema industry also full of all bad qualities.
திரைப்பட துறையும் முழுக்க முழுக்க தவறான குணங்களோட நிரம்பி இருக்கு.
So better don't be big. Don't be big.
அதனால தயவுசெய்து அந்த மாதிரி இருக்க வேண்டாம்.
தீனரை அதிக தயா கரே பகவான் Pandit Kulin Dhani Bara Abhima. Bhagavan is more merciful to the apparently fallen and lowly.
Bhagavan anavar edithottathula migavum thaalmayana nilayila keela vilundirukkumbolukku migavum nerukkamanavara karunai ullavara irukkar.
But someone who thinks I'm very learned, I'm very high class, I'm very rich, such people are very proud and they don't get the mercy of Bhagavan.
யார் ஒருத்தர் நான் பெரிய பண்டிதன், நான் நிறைய படிச்சிருக்கேன், எனக்கு நிறைய செல்வம் இருக்குன்னு நினைக்கிறானோ அவனுக்கு வந்து பகவானோட கருணையை பெறது கிடையாது.
So a devotee is satisfied to associate with other devotees and discuss about Krishna.
மற்றொரு பக்தர்களோடு உறவு கொண்டு கிருஷ்ணரை பற்றி விவாதிக்கிறதுல திருப்தி அடைகிறான்.
A devotee does not aspire to be king of the world.
ஒரு பக்தன் இந்த உலகத்திலேயே நான் ராஜாவாகணும்னு எதிர்பார்க்கிறது கிடையாது.
A devotee aspires simply to associate with other devotees.
பக்தனுடைய ஆசை என்ன அப்படின்னா மற்றொரு பக்தர்களோட தான் உறவு கொள்ளணுங்கிறது தான்.
and hear and chant about Krishna. And a devotee's motto is Trinada Pisuni Chena Tororiva Sahishnuna Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari. So this is a devotee's life. Simple. Pure. Sweet. Fully centered on Krishna. Devotee takes pleasure in glorifying Krishna. Especially in the modern age, they're advertising so many different things for pleasure. Sports, cinema, fashions, computer games, going on holiday to Singapore. So many different things they're advertising for pleasure. But a devotee is not interested in any of these things. Devotee gets... Hare Krishna. This sound system is not working. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. It's vintage model. 1922 sound system. So a devotee is happy simply to chant the names of Krishna. It's a very simple process to sing the names of Krishna, and we have so many books Prabhupada has given us. In this purport, Prabhupada especially glorifies Srimad Bhagavata. Now you have the Srimad Bhagavatam full available in Tamil. So please read. In Srimad Bhagavatam you can read about the Lord in his different avatars and his devotees. This morning we were reading about Parikshit Maharaj. The rest of Chennai was reading the Hindu or some other Tamil newspaper or whatever. So what's the news today? Who can say? Who saw the newspaper this morning? What's the news? Anyone know? You're all devotees, you don't read the newspaper. Did you see the newspaper? Yesterday? Big news is there's some India-Pakistan cricket game going on, huh? So this is the news. Everyone's reading about cricket, I suppose. But we were reading about Maharaj Parikshit. If we read about cricketers, it simply keeps our consciousness on the mundane platform.
Right?
But if we read about Maharaj Parikshit, our consciousness becomes purified. Because Maharaj Parikshit is a great devotee of Krishna. He was a king, means he was engaged in political activity. But he was very different from a politician of the modern age. Inasmuch as he ruled the world only for the pleasure of Krishna. He was not attached to his position. That is obvious because as soon as he got the news that he was cursed to die within 7 days, he immediately left his whole kingdom, just immediately, to go and hear about Krishna. Everyone in material consciousness is attached. That is the meaning of material consciousness, to be attached to material objects. So even if we have just a little hut to live in, we tend to be attached to them. So if we are told that now you have to leave, you have to die, we will be bewildered. Oh, I have to leave all my possessions. But Maharaj Parikshit, he was ruling over the whole earth. And suddenly he got the news that you have to die within 7 days. And immediately, no attachment. All right, I'm leaving and I'm going to search out the ultimate goal of life. And so many rishis came and suggested to him what the ultimate goal of life is. Someone said, "My dear Maharaj Parikshit, you should perform sacrifices so you can go to the heavenly planet." Someone said, "My dear Maharaj Parikshit, you should gaze at the tip of your nose and say Om and merge into the impersonal Brahman." Someone else said that you should meditate on the Kundalini Shakti and raise it up through your chakras and eventually go out through the Brahmarandra. But Maharaj Parikshit was not attracted to any of such propositions. But when Shukdev Goswami came and it was understood that he is a great devotee of Krishna, then Maharaj Parikshit wanted to hear. And for 7 days, non-stop, day and night, without food, water or sleep, Maharaj Parikshit simply heard about Krishna. He heard about him, about Krishna in his different incarnations. The Virat Rupa, as Kapila Dev giving instructions to his mother Devahuti. As Prishnigarbha, who came and showed himself to Dhruv Maharaj. In this, as Nrisimhadev, as Parashuram, as Ramchandra, Dasharathi Ram. In this way, all the different avatars of the Lord are described. And ultimately in the 10th canto, the beautiful pastimes of the original form of the Supreme Lord, Krishna, are described. So I'm just mentioning them here. But just mentioning about Nrisimhadev, about Kapiladev, about Yashomati Nandana Krishna, just thinking about this, we feel this is something very nice, is it not? When we just think about all these different forms of the Lord, immediately we feel satisfaction in our heart, is it not? You feel like that? Now, what if we hear about cricketers or politicians? We don't feel any satisfaction like that, do we? To hear material topics may be of some interest to the mind, but it can never satisfy the soul. So, let us cater to the soul, not to the mind. There's so many volumes of Srimad Bhagavatam are available. Let us read that. And then we can worship the Lord by chanting His holy name. And there are so many beautiful kirtans that help us to remember the Lord in various ways. Yesterday we were singing the Dashavatara Stotram. So this helps to remind us of the Lord in 10 different forms. As Matsya Avatar, Kurama, Varaha, Nrisimhadev, Vamana, Parashuram, Ram, Dasharati Ram, it's easy to translate. Balaram, Buddha Dev, and Kalki Avatar, yet to come. And these are all forms of Keshava, Keshava Dhrita Dasha Vidharupa Jaya Jagadisha Hare. These are all forms of Krishna, the original Supreme Personality of Godhead. So let us hear about Krishna. Shrinu Sukhadam Shubhadam Bhavasaram. By hearing about Krishna, this gives great happiness and auspiciousness in this otherwise miserable material world. This is the original culture of India to hear and chant about the Lord. Bhagavan. Recently they did some survey among these young software professionals in Bangalore. Who are living a very modernized kind of life. And most of them said, actually, we like the old culture better, but we're caught up in the modern way of life. We can't get out of it. So better stick to the old and best. We think that up to date, modern, this is something wonderful. But Krishna is wonderful. Up to date and modern means 10 million different ways of forgetting Krishna. And it all leads simply to emptiness, distress, frustration, and death. In Vella, there's one daughter of some initiated devotees. She's going to the college, Vella Institute of Technology, wearing Gopi Chandan, Vaishnav Tilak. And some of the other girls are joking with her, calling her Patti. Grandmother? I didn't pronounce it properly. Padi. I'm sorry, my Tamil is worse than your English, that's for sure. I'm criticizing your English, but I don't even begin to know Tamil. They think it's a joke that this religion is just for old people. This is the propaganda that it's a religion that's for the past. Now we need discos and bars. They want the young people to be completely degraded. But we say no, remember Krishna, don't be a fool. Just because these people want you to be a fool and a rascal, you don't have to be. Just by propaganda, they're converting everyone into rakshas. And spoiling the ancient religious culture. So we are making propaganda also. Our propaganda is Smartavya Satatam Vishnu Vismartavya Najatu Chit. Always remember Krishna and never forget him. Manmana bhavamad bhakto madhyaji mang namaskuru mame vaishasi satyam te pratijane priyosi me. So, this should be the basis of our life. Of course, the modern way of life, we can't avoid it altogether. But our life should be based on the principle of hearing and chanting about Krishna. And actually, even on the material platform, this will help us very much. Because we find that most people in the modern age, they're suffering from stress, depression, hypertension, and so on. It's very common. Even children nowadays, they're finding the children are suffering from mental disturbances. Don't put it on from the back. Come to the front and put it on.
இது மிகவும் பொதுவானது குழந்தைகள் கூட இது போன்ற துயரங்களால் சிக்குவதை நாம் பார்க்கிறோம்
But if we are Krishna conscious, then automatically, Krishna bhakta nishkama dev shanta. Because a devotee doesn't have any material desires, then he's automatically very peaceful. So Krishna consciousness, that makes the mind peaceful because we are fixed on Krishna. Recently in Salem we saw this Murugesh, she was telling. There's one man I know, he's from Salem, but I first met him in America. I spend most of the year in India, but once a year I travel in Europe, America, all these places. Travel means not tourism, but I'm going to preach Krishna Bhakti in different places. Actually, I visit so many places all over the world, but I never go to the tourist spots. I go to find the devotees. What are the tourist spots in Chennai? St. Thomas Mount or something? What are the tourist spots? Marina Beach? I've been there for Harinam with the devotees. So anyway, I first met this Murugesh in Salem, in America, and then just a few days ago I met him again in Salem, where he's from originally. And he said that just by seeing him after coming back from America, because in America he took up this Krishna consciousness. He went to America thinking, this is going to be wonderful, and he found, oh, it's terrible. So he found out that he came in contact with our devotees there, and he took up Krishna consciousness very seriously. So when he came back, he said all his friends and relatives, they became convinced about Krishna Bhakti just by seeing him. Because he was well known in among his circle previously, that he was very bright and very intelligent, that's how he could get a job in America. But also, as he told me, he was a big rascal. He used to drink and smoke and all the bad things you can think of. But when he came back with Vaishnav Tilak, and everyone could see he was so peaceful and so happy, they thought, oh, this must be something very good. If he can become a devotee. They thought, well, when he goes to America, he'll have more opportunity for doing all these things, so he'll become worse. But he came back with Vaishnav Tilak and completely purified personality. So our propaganda is, please worship Krishna. Please chant the names of Krishna. Please learn about Krishna from Bhagavad Gita as it is and Srimad Bhagavatam. பஜ கிருஷ்ண போலோ கிருஷ்ண கரோ கிருஷ்ண சிக்ஷ We have attained this human form of life after many, 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 many births. Now, at this moment, on January the, what's the date, 21st, 2006, we are in a human body at the present moment in Avadi, part of Chennai. Now we have this human form of life. But nishvasa naiva vishvasa, we cannot trust how long we will live. Nishvas. No, there's no vishvas in nishvas. It can stop anytime. Kadarudho bhavishyati. Any time it can stop. So we have this human form of life, but we won't have it for very long. And there are 84 lakh species of life. Sometimes you feel some bug is biting. See some little bug. Well, in a few years, you might be a bug biting someone else's body. And they'll go, what? And then you'll go to another body. This is how the Kala Chakra works. So better take the opportunity now to be Krishna conscious. The human form of life is very valuable. We can use it to get free from birth and death by chanting Hare Krishna. So there are so many things we can do in life. We can watch cards, we can watch TV, we can play cards. We can sit around and talk nonsense all day. But better we utilize our time to hear and chant about Krishna. And in this way purify our lives. So that before we leave this body, which is inevitable, death will come. We become purified by thinking of Krishna so that we don't have to enter another body. And if we think, well, what about this? I have to do this, I have to do that, I have to enjoy this, I have to enjoy that. We should consider we've already done it. Whatever you may want to do, we've already done it. We've had so many lives. You want to enjoy sense gratification this way, that way, another way. Already done it. So now give this one life to cultivate Krishna consciousness. We will not be the loser. It will be our eternal gain. And the process is very simple. Madchita, Madgata, Madgata Prana, Bodhayanta Parasparam, Katiyantas Chaman, Nityam Tushantir Charamanticha. Associate with devotees. Discuss about Krishna with devotees. Chant Hare Krishna in the association of devotees. This is the life of full satisfaction, all full happiness and full auspiciousness in Krishna consciousness. So please go on with your activities of Krishna consciousness. Chant the holy names of Krishna. This Nam Japam daily, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Ram Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Simply by chanting the holy names, one can achieve all perfection of life. So we should have great faith in this chanting. It is not like chanting some mundane sound. The name of Krishna is Krishna. So by chanting these names, we come in contact with Krishna. This is Bhakti Yoga. So please chant Hare Krishna, lead a pure life, follow the principles of Bhakti Sadacha. In this way, make your valuable human life successful in the truest sense of the term. Be happy in this life by remembering Krishna. There's no other way to be happy. Nothing in this material world can make us happy. Only Krishna will bring us happiness, because Krishna is happiness. And we are eternally related to Krishna, the reservoir of all pleasure. So please chant Hare Krishna and be happy, eternally happy. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Any question about this? Everyone agrees we should all dedicate our life to Krishna. If you don't say anything, I'll take it for granted that you all agree. That means you all have to fully dedicate your lives to Krishna. It's a good proposition. Everyone should become fully Krishna conscious. And then Avadhi will float up, up, up and go straight directly into the spiritual world. Or rather, Vaikuntha will be manifested to you. It's possible. Just like we were just now chanting Hare Krishna. Now we're also discussing about Krishna. So it's Vaikuntha atmosphere, isn't it? As long as we're hearing and chanting about Krishna, all the worldly problems we just forget. So if everybody chants Hare Krishna, then the whole atmosphere will be just like Vaikuntha. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, who came from the spiritual world and gave us the spiritual world, gave us Krishna. Alright, introduce books. Prabhupada's books. Bhagavad Gita. Who has got in their home Bhagavad Gita Unmai Uravin? Who has got? I don't have because I don't have a home. But I carry it with me wherever I go. Who doesn't have it in their home and would like to have it? If you don't have, please get most important book. All over the world, people are understanding Krishna consciousness due to this book. Even if you have some other edition, you should get this edition because this explains Unmai Uravil, Krishna Bhakti. So who doesn't have this in their home? Little children are putting their hands up.